Hey, everybody. Today is the second week of Advent, and as you see, I'm set up a little bit different today in the pulpit, but videoing from behind. I was trying to use the streaming camera, but wasn't working as well, so we'll set that up another time. Today, we read from Isaiah chapter 40, starting at verse 3. First, we read from Isaiah 40, starting at verse 3. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord is spoken. And then from Mark chapter 1, the voice crying in the wilderness as John the Baptist is in the Jordan River baptizing, and he is echoed in Mark chapter 1. Behold, I send a messenger before your face who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. So it's construction season here in Oregon, as I think it's always construction season here in Oregon. I don't think that ever ends. It's not like in some places where summertime is construction, wintertime is not. Here it's always construction. I think maybe more so around our nation it's getting to be that way, that it's perpetually under construction of some kind. There's always some kind of repair going on, or something being built, or road being patched, or something of that nature. There's always construction. And you can spend a lot of time waiting in line in construction. You can spend a lot of time worrying about construction. You can spend a lot of time griping about construction and all of the things that are going on. And we see the orange barrels and orange cones and orange pylons and orange people in vests with signs that say slow and stop and all of the things that go with construction. It can be really frustrating. Well, Advent, in a way, is a season of construction. It's an ongoing process, preparation, expectation. There is always seems to be something under construction. John echoes, or is echoed in Mark chapter 1 from Isaiah, where it talks about preparing a way for the Lord. And it puts it into construction terms. You're going to make a highway, a road that is straight and without bumps. Imagine that, a road that is straight and smooth without bumps. It's going to take the high stuff and make it low, and the low stuff and make it high, make it all level, take away all of the rough spots, and it's going to be a straight pathway, a straight roadway, a highway, it says. So it'll be traveled, it'll be smooth, it'll be perfect. And I think because Isaiah made that proclamation from God long, long before Jesus was born, there were probably a lot of people who, by the time Jesus came around, were wondering when the construction was going to end. When will this road be built? We don't know. It seems that it's just ongoing. Since the time Isaiah spoke, that it seemed as though the people of Israel were constantly under construction. They were always being fixed and patched and moved and relocated, and there always seemed to be something in the road that would get in their way, whether it was themselves or somebody else, and they were always, always under construction. Throughout all of the prophets, we can look at it as something was always under construction. There were always people with signs saying, stop, repent, go back, quit doing this, quit doing that. Be the people that God created you to be. He's the one who is patient with you. And when he gets mad, he sends you here and sends you there. It's just a mess. So stop, 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 stop. Slow down in the construction area. Keep the workers safe. Take it easy. And the people of Israel didn't often do that. And in fact, human beings don't often do that. It doesn't matter whether it's the people of Israel or the people of Oregon or the people of wherever you may be. It doesn't matter. People are people, and they're always under construction. And they never pay attention to the signs. They're always going too fast in the construction zone and causing accidents. That's what we do, human beings. We mess stuff up. Even when something's trying to be fixed or patched, we're there to run it over, flatten the cones, put our hands in the wet cement. Ugh, we mess things up all the time. So John the Baptist comes along, John the Baptizer. He's not Baptist under the denominational term, not yet. He's the Baptizer, and he comes down to the Jordan River, and he's the next guy holding the sign at the construction site, wearing the vest and the hard hat, although for him it's a camel's hair and leather belt. And he's standing there in the middle of the river, or at the edge of the river, warning people, repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's near. It's coming. It's right before you. Now's the time. Don't wait. And he's yelling at these people, calling them brood of vipers. And he's talking about this group, that the axe is already laid at the root of the tree. Construction is ongoing. And you guys are in trouble getting in the way of the workers. So you better straighten out. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's here. And people come in droves down to the river to be baptized for the forgiveness of sins, for the repentance, for the forgiveness of sins. And John keeps saying it's still under construction. But the one, the foreman who's coming, who's going to sign the last contract, who's going to sign the last document, who's going to check off that punch card and say, it's done, is coming, he says. And I'm not fit to untie his boots. I'm not fit to scrub the mud off of his feet. I am not fit. I'm just a warning sign along the road. But that one is coming. And he was pointing to Jesus. And so when Jesus shows up, he says, hey, look, it's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The one I was telling you about, the guy who's going to finish everything. He's the Savior. He's the Messiah. He's the one. Look at him. He's the one to finish the road project that has been ongoing since the beginning of time. And some people see it, others don't. Others are still waiting for more signs, or complaining about signs that don't look like signs, or ignoring the signs, or pretending the signs don't exist, and they're running into wrecks all over the place. And the wrecks get worse and worse. It's like pileups of cars. You know, everyone just kind of crams into the next one and the next one and the next one. When you ignore the warning signs, when you don't pay attention, it becomes a mess. And so here we are, after John the Baptist, we're you know, 2 millennia after John the Baptist was in the river, and we're still having trouble with the sign. That is plain as the eye can be for most people. It's there. See, because Jesus was the one. Jesus was the one to come and finish the road project. He finished the highway. He completed the construction season. All the cones are gone. All the lights that flash and say, slow down, they're gone, because Jesus is the one who finished it. He finished the highway. He made the high paths level and low, and he made the rough patches smooth, and he finished the highway that had been being built since the beginning, since the expulsion from the garden of Adam and Eve. That road was under construction. And now Jesus comes, and it's finished. In fact, he says so on the cross. He says, it is finished. The road project is done. The road is finished. It's smooth, it's straight, and it points right to the cross. You can take the road right to the cross. But we live in such a messed up time in our lives that, and this isn't just us, it's every human being, that the road just gets littered. The road itself is smooth and level and straight and always points right to the cross. The road does, but we end up with garbage all over the road. Sin and the devil and the world and all of the things just pile trash all over the road in an effort to stop us from traveling it. We do it ourselves. We throw our own trash on the road. We all know how we feel about litter on the highway, right? $1,000 fine for littering on the highway. But we still do it. We still trash the road, and it's full of sin. And so we go and we hear the word proclaimed. We hear that Jesus died for us. And every time we hear it, that road is made smooth again. Maybe it's like a divine snowplow that just kind of moves down the road and pushes all of the garbage to the side. Or maybe a snowblower or a leaf blower, you know, goes through and clears the road. That's forgiveness. Forgiveness of sins clears the road. We can walk on it again. It doesn't take us long to trash it, but man, when Jesus says it's finished, the road is clear. The road is clear. So this Advent season, this season of expectation, preparation, and all of the things that go with it, we're preparing that highway, but that highway's finished. So we're preparing the highway again. We're reminding ourselves that that road is straight, that leads to salvation through Christ. And he's going to come again. The foreman is coming back to check on the project, to take all of those who've been traveling this road and gather us all together, to take us all to be with him, to that life everlasting, that bodily resurrection and the life everlasting eternity. That's what's at the end of the road. So Jesus is coming back. That's the proclamation. That's the promise. We don't know when. But in the meantime, we keep littering the road and clearing the road and littering the road and clearing the road and all of that stuff. And that's what happens. That's life. That's the way it goes. Sometimes it's a big mess. Other times it's little stuff, but it gets littered. And when we hear that word proclaimed that our sins are forgiven, the road is clear, we can travel again. It's when that guy on the side turns the sign and says, you can go. You can go, and you've been waiting for a long time. You can go. It's fun to be that guy. You know, as a pastor, I get to be the guy. I get to be the guy that stands up in the front and says, the road's clear. You can go. The road's clean. You can go. Go ahead. Pass on through. Go on. Enjoy. Enter into the joy of the Master. Enter into the beautiful kingdom. So I pray that this season, this Advent season, this season of preparation, and when you look around, you can see the construction everywhere, that I pray that you can hear that the road is clear. Jesus has made it flat and straight and enough room for everyone to travel. Right to the cross, right to salvation, it's there. And he's coming again to gather up everybody who's been on that road. Who's been on that road. He's going to pick them all up. He's going to gather the lambs into his arms. And as we say in our funeral liturgy, he's going to gather the lambs of his kingdom and bring them home. So my prayer is this holiday season, this Christmas season, this Advent season, this time in life, that you realize that the Lord is gathering those who travel on the road. And you might consider joining us on the road. Think about it. It's straight, it's flat, there's no construction anymore. Jesus had done it all. Walk the road with us. Hopefully we'll see you soon. Amen.